Friday. I'm Brendan.
I'm Anthony.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we have another movie this week that everybody is pretty much guaranteed to have seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I have an inkling that Echo will be very busy this week mailing out pop-up Chinese t-shirts.
Okay.
More on that later, but for now let's get to the clip.
Papa, 我说，你有听过松饼人吗？
松饼人？
松饼人？
没错，我听过松饼人。那糖果公主又在哪？
就是她嫁给了松饼人。
松饼人？
松饼人？
糖果公主嫁给了松饼人。
大人，我们找到了。
This is...blockbuster Grammy award winning movie.
Well, I don't know about the Chinese dub. They seem to get the same five people to dub every single movie into Chinese all the time.
对对差不多 but,
They did a really good job on this dub.
但是我听那个男人的声音很耳熟但是不知道是谁。
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, this is, I think, a Taiwanese dub. And so they've got a couple of neat things. There's one character who's not in this scene and the way they dub him is actually pretty clever, if I recall. But let's go through this line by line and take a look at what's going on.
好
好吧，我说，你有听过松饼人吗？
好吧，我说，你有听过松饼人吗？
松饼人
？Yeah, that's your clue, and we're not going to translate it.
I think this may be even a cultural word that maybe might not exist in Chinese.
It doesn't exist in English, actually. It's one of these untranslatable words.
松饼人，
松饼人，
没错，我听过松饼人。
松饼人，松饼人，没错，我听过松饼人。
So there's a nice one. 没错 is you're right, or you're not wrong, literally.
那糖果公主又在哪？
那糖果公主又在哪里呢
？So and where is Princess Candy?
They're pulling out all the stops because they need to get this information.
就是她嫁给了松饼人。
就是她嫁给了松饼人。
Well, she's married to the...
松饼人。
Anthony, I know you like saying it.
松饼人。
All right.
Actually, I think I may have enjoyed watching this movie more in Chinese dubs than in the English.
松饼人。
松饼人。
糖果公主嫁给了松饼人。
松饼人。松饼人。糖果公主嫁给了松饼人。
Yeah, so that's...pretty straightforward. There's the one big clue, which we're totally not translating. There's Princess Candy.
糖果公主
Which actually may not have been in the original, if I recall. I think this might be a slightly free translation.
Yeah, they couldn't. The Pandora's box, they couldn't open it.
你又给了他们一个线索
It's a red herring. And then there's a couple of cute vocab items here. The first is marry.
嫁
And this is actually not marry in the general sense. This is when a woman marries a man, she 嫁给他。
对，嫁给。
If a man marries a woman, it's a different verb.
娶。
Right, and that's related to the word 娶, meaning to take.
对。
But in this case, it's written with a different character, and you don't attach 给 to it.
而且一般这个嫁的意思就是如果我们看这个字里边有一个家就是女人到男人的家里边去、
mm-hmm. yeah. So just to give you a quick example of usage you could say she married him
她嫁给了他
Or he married her
她娶了她
And you have to look at the verb really to figure out what direction the gender relationship is there
对还有一句你有听过松饼人吗
Yeah, this is kind of interesting because it's not standard at all. This is really Taiwanese usage.
没错
And he's saying,
有什么什么有 verb.
Yeah, and this is something that you get in Southern Min dialects, but not in standard Chinese. It's technically wrong. We don't encourage you to do it. But it's interesting to keep an eye out for it. Now, if you drop the 有 there, the sentence would just be,
你听过松饼人吗
Which is standard Chinese, and there's no real difference in meaning there.
对。
Anything that jumped out at you, other than...
No, just the repetition. Song Bing Ren, I can't get out of my head.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of hammers it in, doesn't it? Yeah, like a merciless interrogator just driving his point home.
I think they were using Chinese water torture.
The continuous drip, drip, drip of repetitive dialogue.
Yes, song bing ren.
And getting back to that, should we play the clip again?
Of course.
Okay, I said, have you heard of song bing ren?
Song bing ren?
Song bing ren!
That's right, I heard of song bing ren. That Tang Mo Gong Zhu is there?
就是她嫁给了松饼人。
松饼人？
松饼人！
糖果公主嫁给了松饼人。
大人，我们找到了。
All right, so any closing thoughts? I mean, you've seen the movie Echo. You've seen the movie.
我不确定我是不是看过，而且
everybody
我不太喜欢这种类型的电影。
But everybody's seen this movie.
It's fun. I think this got I think it was very close between the rated R and the X rating.
The
it was very close. They dropped they had to take a couple F-bombs out of the original script.
Well, a couple of F-bombs, and then they had to cut the torture scene by like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you think you know this movie,
mm-hmm.
if you think you got it,
mm-hmm.
we need you to send an email to echo@popupchinese. Is that right?
popupchinese.com、
oh, of course
对如果你赢了我们的奖品我们会寄给你一个 pop-up t-shirt 非常酷
It is really cool Anthony's wearing one right now
Yeah I'm actually、planning on cutting off the sleeves So I will have the first pop-up 中文背心
Nice I would be wearing mine but I need to do laundry、right? I think that's、oh. it
Yeah from Beijing 再见
Have fun
拜拜
松饼人